great weight down there. You command those forces than anything else, I think.
And I think you just have to get the fellow that he suggested and go on and move him in there. And I told him to get Anderson out, move this fellow, Bennett, to Anderson's place in Portugal, provided they had clearance with Fulbright and that committee, so we don't get hung up there. And they tell me Ball has done that. I have checked.
I talked to Anderson about this when he was here the other day, and he's prepared for a move around the turn of the year, and he took it well.
He's phased out, though. He knows that.
Well, that's right. I told him that you'd ought to be making a change around the first of the year.
Yeah. All right.
And let's see. On other matters, I think there's nothing.
Did you get any reaction to Dirksen or any of the others on these on your poll? I got a report from Bob on about 10-12 that he talked
about. Dirksen is not particularly anxious to have a new resolution. He doesn't think it's needed. He thinks it might be a divisive debate, but I think we'd get his support if we needed one. The circumstances were such I didn't really get a chance to go into him about these various rumors about that people have been putting up about a pause, so I didn't get any view on that from him. I did from Les Ahrens, and I think that whatever we did on that, he would not personally give us difficulty. Les Ahrens seems to be in a mood to support us on foreign policy, or rather not cause undue trouble. I think the problem we have are among our own Democrats, and I'm hoping very much we can get it. Mansfield and Fulbright promptly when they get back here.
What did you think about Mansfield's response?
Well, I thought he left himself a good deal of room to grumble some more, whatever happened. It seems to me that was what he was doing, that he just wouldn't come clean on it. And, but I think we have to talk to him further when he gets back here.
My own feeling is that it ought to, that we can't have a mention of something like that without all the voters' opinion taking over and shoving on us. And I think we ought to put it on the back burner and just forget that we're giving consideration to it, because I'm not giving enough consideration to it to justify anybody thinking that we are considering. And Mac has just called me and kind of made a big sales pitch, and I told him that, well, he says we got to decide these things on the merits, not what's in the papers, and I said, that's what I'm doing. And I don't see any merit in it as of this moment, and let's just don't hold out a lot of hope and have everybody at the junior level telling Marger and the Time and everybody else that if they just heave a little more, they might shove this ball over, because to me, it's almost suicide, the way I look at it. And, well, he says he has another different opinion. I said, well, I'm sorry, we do have a different opinion, but this is mine. So I think you and Bob both ought to know that that's mine. So that,
well,
we don't encourage you
further. To me, the major problem now is Eastern Europe and whether there's some advantage there. I must say that you're entitled to my frank judgment. I feel that it would be helpful and important, but we'll have a chance to talk about that first.
Yeah, we will. And but I don't want this country to get built up. The idea that this is what we're going to do, or we're about to do it, because we're not. I think that we better be sure that our juniors would know that all over the lot, because I don't think it's accidental that this thing's being discussed. And it's not going to be discussed down here much for the next few days. And
right.
So I'd put some cool water on it up there and get them off on something else, right, so I'd suppose.
One thing that I will do is I'll see Mike Stewart as soon as I get to Paris, and I'll try my best to get from him whether his man Wilson is going to try to pull any surprises over here and try to flash in advance on any particular points that come up. Because we've heard some rumors that Wilson's going to talk about Vietnam. I'm pressing him still once again that if he's going to make a speech at the UN, we don't want any surprises up there, and he's going to pull any surprises down here if they let us know about it in advance. We'd appreciate it.
Sure would, and tell them they'll get some surprises if they do. I'm pretty fed up on They're running over here. This is about the fourth time now. And I thought also that we botched this in the State Department, scheduling an extra 2 hours for Wilson, which I don't want, and I think would have reverberations with Iluba on one side and Earhart on the other. And then I think that before we say to somebody like Stewart, here's the schedule that the president ought to know it, what he's being committed to.
Yeah.
So I told him yesterday that I'm going to have a 2-hour lunch with Wilson, and if necessary, it'll be 2.5 hours. And I think that anything that he wants to say to me, he can say to me sitting there talking to me without an extra one being laid on for him. And I'm just not going to do it. And I don't want to be in a position of having canceled something and some junior put on that I never heard of. And I think we ought to have better staff working in that. So I told Jack Valenti to tell whoever it was, Ball or Hand, or whoever was dealing with these folks that keep bringing them in, that we make an identical schedule that we have with Iowa and that we have with Earhart, because every one of the ambassadors will be checking to see how much time each one got. And let's make them identical. Isn't that good practice?
Yes, it is.
Well, then why the hell do they propose that we throw in an extra 2 hours for Wilson, who is making his third or fourth trip?
Let me take into that and follow you.
When are you leaving?
I'm leaving tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning.
Well, dampen the pulse thing as much as you can so we don't have the department whipping it up with the propagandists, and let's... I don't care what they say, I don't believe we can survive it. I just don't, I don't care what we do with Eastern Europe, anybody else, I don't think we can take it here, because we're not going to get the Fulbrights and the Mansfields and the New York Times board anyway, and we're going to get some other people off, and we're going to undo all we've been doing, I think, with our military people, and if we pull this thing for a month now, God help us. So let's don't give any encouragement.
Well, I'll caution the fellows here to be quiet about it while we talk it out further.
Right.
All right, fine. Thank you.